Proxy votes are interesting, Acting Chair. There's only 3.4 million against the remuneration report, yet 12 million against James Fantacci, despite his wonderful contribution over the years. So I think the takeout from that is that your big institutional shareholders are more concerned about having a majority of independent directors than they are about your pay levels. Because if you took out the board table and senior management shares, that's actually quite a large protest vote against James. But my question for Michael, and I'm expecting that his against vote will be the normal 1% or less, given that he is a genuine independent. My question for Michael is that one of the debates that happens around Babcock is this whole question of the management, the how secure the management contracts are on the various satellite funds and how easy it is to give Babcock the punt if a bunch of institutional shareholders wanted to get in there and have a go. And there's a bit of a debate also about the level of disclosure about any termination arrangements or, you know, the fine detail of ending the management arrangement. So as a director of the ASX, my question to Michael is whether he's had any discussions, is he involved in that issue from a board level about how much we disclose on the management and termination? And is he comfortable with the level of disclosure in all of the listed Australian Stock Exchange funds about the security of the management contracts and any termination arrangements that do apply?
Well, look, I'll let Michael answer that, but just before I do, can I make the point that in relation to each of these funds, each fund has its own board, and on each of those boards are highly qualified independent directors who have a responsibility for the accounts of those funds and for the disclosure of those funds. So, you know, we're not talking here about a bunch of satellite funds which are sort of down in the bowels of Babcock and Brown management and not adequately oversighted. These are listed funds. They all comply individually with the requirements of the stock exchange, with the requirements of the accounting standards. They all have independent directors, you know, who are highly qualified and responsible people. And it's against that background that Babcock and Brown allows its name to be used on those funds. So I think it's just important to set your question in some context, Stephen. But, Michael, if you'd like to sort of say something, please feel free.
Stephen, the answer is I am satisfied. The answer is I'm extremely interested in it. I think it goes to our reputation. I think our transparency in this is of a high standard.